The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
I lost three balls on the first three.
Here's a little story I'd like to tell.
Hey, this is a podcast. Let's roll with it.
Segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol' and Sylvie.
That's right, motherfuckers. Crosstalk is back.
But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes free. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It's always my favorite thing when Carmen is worried that there's not a complete quiet on the set.
Well, don't you want to
the intro
open? Your mic's not even on now.
Listen, guys. We don't even have headsets.
Sylvie, if you were black, you'd be Carlton.
that's a good one, yeah.
100%.
Me too.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'd be one of the fat boys.
One of the fat boys?
Yeah.
I just thought we wanted a nice, clean open. I figured it's a podcast.
He's a professional broadcaster. He's worried about doing it the right way.
Yeah, that's all.
Yurko was chatting about his golf balls. I think that's when, during the open.
Let's do it over.
Let's do it over.
Or his regular balls.
Three balls in the first three holes. You want to talk? When you're hitting three from the tee.
Oh, man.
On three separate holes. That's not.
I know the feeling. That's brutal.
All of a sudden, I had the dead pulls. I don't know where they came from, but there they were.
That's brutal, Yurko.
Dead pulls. I'd never been there. I said that. I'd never been there. I pulled one so far left, it went over the houses that were on the left side.
Did you stop in for a drink?
It was terrible. No, I didn't.
Johnny, the good kid's here.
I was waiting for you. You seen my balls? Hey, I was waiting for
Do you like to see my balls?
New golf point. A car alarm was... I'm surprised a car alarm wasn't going off.
Oh, man.
I had a chance. So far left, I might have pulled it on the street. That's how bad it was. But no, it's good to see you guys,
It's our first unhinged in a little over a week.
Yep.
Because we had vacation. Waddle was in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yurko was what, golfing?
On Friday, I was golfing.
Yeah.
I was golfing on Friday.
Yeah. Johnny Comp Day.
Comp Day.
I was playing the Friends of Uncle Mike.
Oh, yeah?
The guy that originally found my Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Lanigan.
Mike Lanigan, yeah.
Yeah, so the Friends of Uncle Mike, they did 36 holes, Silver Lakes.
Beautiful.
And all the
36
money raised,
holes in one day?
Yeah, 36 holes at Silver Lakes.
At Silver Lakes, yeah.
So they had 300 people
out
there.
Oh, I got you.
That's awesome.
You know you're going to have a long day when it says 9C on your card.
Oh, yes. God.
9C.
9C. On a
par three.
On a par three.
Oh, my God.
9C. Does that mean you're the third group on hole nine?
Yes.
Believe it or not, though.
You're the third foursome.
That's 12 people on a hole.
Yeah. So eight golfers in front of you.
Yeah. The way it was run, we played in 5 hours and 2 minutes.
That's actually a miracle.
That is.
Very smoothly. So that was Friday. Saturday, playing a Father Day's outing with a bunch of the boys from the Calumet City, Dyer, everything area. So it was kind of fun. Played with Jakey.
Nice.
We shot -8.
Good.
Yeah, played with Big Daddy, Russ Serrato. So we had a good time.
Look at you.
And then we had our corporate event, our company event. With our partners
last Tuesday,
and on Thursday we had Alta Equipment. So Carmen and I were in all the golf courses around the region having a good time. Hey,
I got to play about 20 holes
of golf. That's one thing you'll never hear anybody say. It's a lot of fucking golf.
It's a lot of golf.
I always say it's not enough golf.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I got buddies up at Sand Valley. They asked me to go up there in Wisconsin.
I want to go there so badly.
Where's Sand Valley?
It's up in Wisconsin. It's the guys who own Bandon. It's that company. Yeah. And I want to go there.
I've heard it's a porn shop or a gentleman's club. Sand Valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sand Valley.
Why is everything porn with you, man?
There's no reason to bring sand to the beach.
Yeah, right, we've got it for you.
We've
got it here at Sand Valley.
Sand Valley's gentleman's club.
Sand Dunes. Sounds like a porn. Pebble Beach, man, that's a porn.
Pebble Beach does sound like
Torrey Pines porn.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Everything's a fucking adult film for you,
Bay
man.
Hill. I mean, come on.
Well, it's the company I keep here at the station.
By the way, we have finally figured out which genre of porn is the new genre of porn.
Wait, what did we figure?
Golf
cart girls, yeah.
Golf cart girls.
Yeah.
That's
like a thing. You know, they're selling the drinks and everything.
That's a pretty good.
You want to earn an extra tip?
Oh, so you're saying that's your suggestion?
Besides realtors.
Carl, you ever contacted Vivid Video?
We had the one guy we played golf with in the outing a couple years ago.
I got it. Will Ryder.
Will Ryder. He's a famous.
Yes, he will.
By the way,
just asking.
In all three adult Hall of Fames, I'll have you know.
Yeah, the AVN.
What do you have to do to get into that?
Halls of Fame. Yeah, he's in all three.
Yep.
Well, you got to make a lot of smut. I mean, let's face it.
Well, what are the three here?
Well, there's like the AVN.
Right. I'll find them for you.
You're
right going
to look it up.
Johnny's Underground Hall of Fame for porn stars.
We played with Will Ryder at the station outing a couple years ago. He's Stone from here. His buddy is here.
American film director.
Yeah.
Right away, comes up as American film director.
Yeah, he hits a one-eyed.
He had played golf.
He and Tiger.
He got on the first tee and he said to us, he lives in California.
Would you like to see my penis?
Nope. He didn't.
He said, would you like to see my cock?
Yeah. That's what he would have said. Yeah.
Not my
he would have said, you want to see my schlong?
That's what we say in Waddle's world.
Yeah. maybe he's a straight-laced guy.
He said to us, guys, I haven't played golf in 20 years. And he said, and that's not like hyperbole or an exaggeration. I haven't swung a golf club in 20 years. He took his first swing and we went, oh, sweet Jesus. I mean, you could tell he hadn't swung a club
in
20
years. And then he showed you his penis.
And then he showed us his cock and balls.
He was born Jeff Mullen. Yeah. And he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right. He knew Yurko.
Right.
You remember Yurko from the Packers.
And Dr. Stephen Katz is one of his best friends. And he also appears as like a bystander in a lot of his adult films.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he ever hire him as a key grip or like a
barkeeper? You know, bartender.
Part of the lighting group, Johnny? Were you ever part of it?
I have never been a part, but I definitely would want to be in it if he was.
But he's like pseudo-retired, he said. Didn't he, Yurko?
Yeah.
He's kind of like. But
he created the parodies.
Right.
Like Grease. He did the not Grease. Or
Spaceballs. Like he did the Spaceball. What did they call that one? They might have even called it
Spaceballs.
Yeah, right. You could call it Spaceballs.
So he's got Spacecock. AVN Awards, four Night Move Awards, or five Night Move Awards, X-Biz Awards 4, and XRCO Awards. He's got three of them. Nominated 62 times with 16 victories.
That's amazing. Yeah.
What would it take, Yurk, for a director to come to you and say, Yurk, we would like you to play a role.
My
like, you're not going to be the star, but we'd like you to be in the scene.
I'd be in an adult film.
You would?
Yeah, I would, but like...
Like, how much money would it take?
Listen, you could...
to not show his... Junk?
No, five grand? There's, are you in?
Who was the guy in Boogie Nights?
And
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Did
you
play that role?
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
You have to make out with
Mark Wahlberg.
Get the second orange
Scotty,
Corvette.
Why'd you do that?
No, I'd be like a bartender.
No, like, I'm talking about
what can I get you?
You want to be in it?
You're
not the star, but you're in it.
I'm not participating.
You're in it. Like all of a sudden, maybe you're
here
like,
comes Yurko.
You need the drink on the golf course.
It won't happen. No.
No. But we thought that'd be the next good genre.
You would not be in it.
No, I would not be in it. I'd be kind of a bystander.
I would do
an innocent
that.
Bystander.
You would be in it?
No.
Oh, no?
No chance.
Waddle?
No, thanks.
Really? There's no price?
No.
Yeah, for what? Yeah.
No.
I'm 55 years old. I don't like to say my own self. Yeah, the fucking mirror naked like, these days.
I'm not doing that. I'd like just film it myself, maybe. That'd be fine. I'll engage in that, but I'm not having a bunch of people in the fucking room watching. No way.
See, I like the storyline that Yurko is giving us about looking for his golf ball in the backyard of a house.
Yeah.
And then he's banging on the door, ringing the doorbell, and
that's a good one.
Woman comes down in her robe. I was in the shower. Are you the delivery person? Just leave it at the door. No, ma'am. I need to go to your backyard.
Yeah.
I believe I hit a couple of golf balls in there. No, you
should
can't
I deliver
get
it. Deliver like my that, product in the back door?
So, well, be
right,
careful.
There you go.
Sylvie's
should
right.
I go through the front door or back door?
The scene is the lady's sunbathing by her pool.
Right.
And Yurko fucking snap hooks it off the tee into her yard.
Right.
And he comes up to the fence and he says, hello.
Hey, Toots.
Hello, miss.
Part of being a power fade. That'd be more realistic.
Yeah, okay, fine. It's this time.
So she's on the right side of the fairway.
He's on the right side of the fairway. Yurko hits a big fade, big slice cut, and it's over in her yard, and he says, can I come in and grab my golf ball? And she's sunbathing, and she's taken by the good kid.
She's a ball, but first she's appalled. Because this is not a part of the golf course, sir. This is my own private yard.
But then Yurko
Sweet Johnny says, hey, don't buy a house and a lot right on a golf course.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like living next to a racetrack and complaining about the noise.
Yeah.
Listen here, Toots. You knew what you were getting into when you moved next to a golf course.
I think, like, we'd have a scene here. I think, honestly, that's a scene.
What do you think? Bend over and grab your ankles.
Tell me you can't.
The best is at the end.
Tell me you
after
can't see
that.
Too far? Too far?
At the end of all that, he goes to work, he finishes, she finishes, and then he leaves his golf balls.
It doesn't matter if she finishes.
He walks out.
Yeah.
And then, they show the two golf balls just sitting on her
just
lawn.
There,
she goes back, and it fades to black.
At what point do you care whether she finishes or not?
Well, what is that?
As long as Johnny Handsome is
kind of
selfish.
That's
all that matters.
You're that selfish?
That's the name of the movie, The Selfish Golfer.
I guess so. The Selfish Prick. I mean, Jesus.
The Selfish Golfer.
God.
Yeah.
You got to
Let me show you my tide list.
Yeah. We've done like three straight Unhinged down here.
Every week.
We're fascinated with
five-year-olds.
Here's what we need to do. We need tweets. for the next week about what the theme should be, and we will set up the next porn scene.
What's the hashtag?
Depending on... Should we just do #CrossTalkUnhinged?
#CrossTalkUnhinged so we can follow it?
Yeah. Okay. And then I we'll probably get two.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to us...
No, there's a lot of guys like us that are
tweet us, like, your scenario, and we will come up... This is our improv Olympic.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I think it's...
This is our second city.
I think we have a home run idea. Like, it's perfect. It's not the pool boy anymore, but, like, Yurko comes up looking for his lost golf balls, and she's sunbathing. Like, that's perfect.
Johnny's at the racetrack. You can see that happening. He's trying to play a trifecta.
Nah, I don't know about that. How about... All right, so use the hashtag #CrossTalkUnhinged.
I want to find out about Waddle's weekend as well, but one thing I learned this year at the golf outing, last year I learned, not being on the golf course in several years, the music, people playing music, everybody. Which I love. That was new to me last year, so I loved hearing of this. This year, the one thing that I found out that I did not know is Kirkland... Costco makes a golf ball.
Yes, they do. They make everything.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, like, to me being away, I was expecting a Titleist, a Pinnacle. Wow. Someone threw me a golf ball, and it said Kirkland on it, and it blew my mind.
Kirkland Golf Club most of the weekend.
They make everything. Yeah. They source it from, you know who's probably making those golf balls for them? TaylorMade.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Titleist.
Yeah.
And they just put the name on.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
That's fantastic.
So they've got golf balls. Sure, they got everything. They make whiskey. Somebody had said to me, like, oh, you know, I tried their bourbon. It's good. They get it from, I think, Heaven Hill.
Right.
I mean, their wines are good. It's fantastic. Yeah. I said, yeah, it's good. It's, you know, it's like Heaven Hill juice.
Isn't it called basically private labeling stuff?
I guess.
Like, they just have other people make it for them, and they put their name on it.
Their vodka is like Grey Goose or something, you know? And so, yeah, somebody makes it. They slap their label on it. They make a fortune. I love Costco.
I think the big company that makes Connie's Frozen Pizza is actually the people who make the Kirkland frozen pizza.
Is that right?
Yeah. Probably so.
The big company.
I could see that.
Yeah.
The golf outing was a lot of fun last week.
It was.
It was hotter than hell, but it was fun. I mean, it was
hot.
And today I know it's going to be 102. It felt a lot hotter last week with the humidity. Like, it's hot today, obviously. And I guess it's the temperature's going up all the way to 5, but like the stickiness factor last week was brutal.
Yeah.
Gotta stay hydrated, Carmen.
Yeah, we tried. Hydrated. We had every time we had a beer, we stayed hydrated with a White Claw. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Did you stay hydrated in Tennessee?
I did. Yes.
I've not heard anything about your trip. How was it?
It was good. Anytime I get a chance, my father is 77 years old and has shot his age 4 times.
Good age.
Did not play well this weekend. Neither one of us.
No.
Neither but one we had a blast.
Yeah, you're
had a
getting
blast.
Ripped.
Problem is like when you only play 3 or 4 times a year and then you try and go play in a tournament, you're just asking for fucking trouble.
Was your father drinking some early times? What was he
my
drinking?
Father does not drink or smoke.
Oh, not no more.
Can you believe that?
Does not drink or smoke.
Did he give it up? Did
he
once?
No, back in high school, he realized that he was allergic to alcohol.
Oh, I think you told me that,
So he stopped. Like,
that's a good time to find out,
I would jump
off
a bridge, personally.
Yeah, can you imagine? I don't know what I would do. Hey.
Seriously, darts? I enjoy a beverage.
How many darts are you smoking?
Me too.
Three and a half
packs? I only smoke on a golf course now.
Yeah.
And when my brother's around, like, my brother just rolls into town and cigarettes fall out of his pocket.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's just golf heaters. That's all it
heaters.
Is.
It's like he goes to Marlboro
Reds. You know a lot of people that actually only drink or smoke when they drink.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people do that.
Social smoking, that kind of stuff.
I smoke on the golf course.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see some of those videos. Waddle taking swings with Camel.
He said when you started smoking, you started playing better.
He rally, played pretty good.
Yeah, rally smoke.
The rally smoke.
Yeah. You know, the swing oil is good for you, too.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
It
doesn't hurt.
So, you know, you drink beers at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning to get yourself leveled out.
Do you guys do some fishing?
We did.
Yeah?
It was hot as balls, so like
you're
the
not
fish,
catch
fish were
deep.
Day.
Fish were deep?
Yeah, they go down deep.
Yeah, we were fishing at the bottom, fishing for catfish. Yeah. We caught like 4.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh,
that's
it. Good eating there, kid. Catfish nuggets?
No, we threw them all back.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you don't want to eat what's on the bottom of the...
Well, no, it's just neither one of us wanted... We were tired as fuck from golf. We didn't want to...
It's
do anything other than throw them back.
Off the catfish.
They're yucky.
Do that with pliers.
They do taste well when it's done properly, but I wouldn't want to.
We weren't going to do them properly.
Fuck that. No way. I don't like catching catfish.
I didn't want it to ruin the taste of beer and smokes at the time as well.
No, I understand.
That's key. Yeah. Did everybody have a good Father's Day?
Great Father's Day. My daughter bought me one of them little massage guns.
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh,
I mean, what a fucking sweetheart.
They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can hear me bitch and moan and complain all the fucking time.
Yeah.
One time I was complaining about not having enough coffee mugs. Father's Day, I get 6 coffee mugs, each with beautiful messages on them. Like, I'm the best.
She cares. Kind of Gracie cares.
She knows how I think. I'm
what message will you give her next year? What are you looking for?
Well, I didn't even know I sent her a message, but I must have been complaining about muscle aches. And I've missed my last 3 massages. I get them every other week.
Why?
Because we had shit going on here Tuesday. Yeah. Where were we on Tuesday?
Golf course.
Golf course.
Right. There are all types of weird things that start getting in. So I go, Nico, you can take it. Jake, you can take my massage.
Yeah.
And then Nico took my massage again last week.
Got a
and now,
standing massage. I love it.
Well, but it's good for you. It's good. I back up.
I haven't had one in like a year and a half.
I got one Friday. Well, what's wrong with you?
I know.
That's too short.
I got a massage scheduled at 3:15, which means crosstalk. I am hightailing it out of town.
Today?
Yeah, and like a bandit making my way to Northwest Indiana so I can get in at 3:15. She's giving me the bonus 15, so it's going to be an hour and not an hour. 105. Hour and 45 minutes.
Quarterback special.
She gave me a
be careful.
And she goes to me. She texted me. She goes, "You're going to be all fucked up, champ."
Why?
Do you have to sign an NDA when you go in?
No. I like to get the contract out. I just pay him $100,000 at the beginning and just know that there's going to be tomfoolery.
Stop it.
Right away.
$100,000 per trip?
It's not true.
$100,000
tell right everyone that is not true.
Yeah, that's not true. Obviously,
he's fucking
not
around.
True.
He's
I don't do anything. I've received over 1,000 massages in my lifetime.
Wow.
Yes.
Talking about since the age of 20.
Yeah.
Probably.
You guys are right. I'm the idiot here.
Yeah,
not getting
you
them.
I get them once every
month at the minimum.
Oh, yes. I got them for the last 7 years. I've gotten 22 massages a year. Some weeks you don't get it. You don't get there. But 22 massages for the last 7 years.
You know what? I'm going to go in there.
And the body feels good.
But the point is over 1,000 and no one ever has accused you of chicanery.
It never moved.
You're in there for a deep tissue massage.
A woman is giving me the massage from Core Essentials.
Yes.
She is giving me the massage. I'm in so much fucking pain that it doesn't move.
That's the way it's supposed to be done.
Or I fall asleep, and it doesn't matter how much pain she's giving me.
Right.
I just conk out because
there's sometimes
90 minutes. Yeah.
Conk out.
I was seeing you scared.
Had acupuncture?
Okay. I have never had acupuncture.
I haven't either.
That's my next level.
I've never done that. Did you think it worked? I did that.
Remember during the full year of cancer treatment for chemo, never threw up, and they always told me if you go weekly for acupuncture,
it
doesn't really hurt. Like a little tingling. They put them all over my face, on my stomach, in my calves, and then in the feet.
Did they ever put a needle in your penis?
Never.
What if they did it to your balls, man?
What
if you weren't fertile and they said, man, this is going to help?
Well, for sure.
We're going to put some needles in your balls and see what happens.
I think I would adopt.
If you told me that I wasn't celebrating Father's Day these days, but there was a way for you to become a parent, we're going to stick needles in your balls, I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. But like, you lay there then with, so that takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The needles only take, they keep them
How deep do the needles actually
go? Not far, I don't, not that I could tell, though.
Right.
But then you
Do they hurt once they're in there?
No. And then you feel relaxed, and you lay on the table with the lights out, and you meditate for a half hour.
Hmm.
You know, you just breathe.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in the room except the needles are in you.
And they light it? What are they?
Is it too dark?
Does something come out of it? Something go in?
What do you mean something come out of it?
Sometimes they light the white smoke. Sometimes they light the top of the thing with something on there, and you can, you know, have a little something in the air also.
I think you're thinking of the 4th of July.
No, I'm not thinking of the 4th of July.
Firecrackers.
I've seen it on the...
Having a snake party at the house.
I think I saw
it on snakes and sparklers, guys, at this store.
I think I saw it in a Steven Seagal movie. Didn't he put needles in his arm and light them? I thought he did.
Above the law or below the law? Which one was
above the law? Above the law. It wasn't above the law.
That's the porn.
Yes.
Above the law.
But yes, it was. I think it worked because I never puked.
That's pretty amazing.
Never once got nauseous.
There you go.
You know, and it's supposed to help with your energy, your sleep.
So the one thing I used to
headaches.
I used to get chiropractor work done.
Oh, I won't do that.
Just go to the chiropractor. But then the chiropractor comes with this machine that puts the pulses on your spine and measures where it is. And every time I'd leave there, I go, nothing fucking happened today.
No.
Well, they're telling me it happened. Oh, yeah. You had 274 minor adjustments on your back. Will you please take my hip over to one side and fucking lean
into
me?
Yeah, that's what Stewart does.
And crack my motherfucking back, please.
That's what I want. I went one time and they fucked up my hip. And, like, I know that that's just, you know, that's...
You got hip issues, though.
I do have hip issues. But I've never gone back.
Yeah.
I've never.
I know you do what your body, a lot of people.
You do what is good for your body.
I got to get a massage. Yeah, you guys have just convinced me I need a massage.
Oh, Carm, I'm telling you, I'm going to feel so good at 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Like cream corn.
Thinking about getting what's the word I'm looking for? Thinking about getting 3-4 gyros afterwards. Okay.
What do you mean? You're going to go to a massage gyro. And then get some gyro plates?
Gyro.
And then pig out?
That's like you talk about not being healthy.
Right,
I mean,
at the pita stop.
Right at the pita
stop. Tzatziki sauce, what's it called?
Tzatziki, yeah. Mm. That's probably delicious. The healthiest thing on there.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
What are you talking about, man?
About the pita? What's wrong with the pita?
You said you're feeling great. Oh, I'm going to get 7 gyros.
That is like one of the most unlikely combos classic I've ever gyro. Heard of anything. Is massage and a gyros. Massage and a gyro, right?
Yeah.
Smoking a pancake?
Yeah.
Like when we're...
Falling in a blitz?
You like, guys haven't had a good gyro, man. That's your problem.
I could go for a gyro anytime.
I grew up in Calumet City's. Pano's Big Boy was the best gyro joint you have. Everybody thinks theirs is the best. Ours is the best by far.
I don't think Waddle's ever had a gyro.
I don't like gyro.
Waddle still hasn't had a gyro.
You go to Europe. I was in Germany when I went to go do those NFL games or those NFL Europe games.
Yeah.
You go anywhere. They got a big gyro thing up there, man. They love that.
What is the exact
Germany.
Pronunciation
gyro.
Of it?
Gyro. 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 Like gyroscope.
Yeah, when we were kids, we used to call it gyros.
Gyros.
In Skokie and Hobbs, we used to go for gyros.
With tzatziki sauce.
But I think it's gyro.
It is.
I used to go into the Greek place. We were kids, and they kept calling us Malakas. I'm like, what for? I mean, we know what it means. Our buddy was Greek.
No, oh, so you are.
What, what does it mean? What does
it mean? Jag off.
Oh, yeah.
You are Malakas.
Of course.
And then my buddy, the Greek, his mom used to call it, or the dad used to call it Daidoudi.
Daidoudi.
A little that lazy goat.
Lazy goat. Yeah. That sounds bad.
Like, what the fuck she call me a lazy goat?
Say that again. I like the way that.
Daidoudi.
Daidoudi.
Everybody got Johnny's called like either laying on the couch going,
yell that. And we're over here playing wiffle ball. He's looking at us, why aren't you guys working?
Yeah.
I said, we're fucking playing.
We're
Photo.
Kids.
His name was Photo, Albanian guy.
Photo?
Married a Greek woman. Yeah, Photo. Photo, what are you complaining about? I said, we're not boozing, we're not drinking, we're out here playing a fucking game.
Wiffle ball.
Sweet Photo.
Yeah.
Good man. Walk the neighborhoods.
Yeah?
Yeah, walk the state line back.
What was he like?
For what?
A neighborhood watch?
Just to make sure he was on the up and up.
I thought he was undercover. I thought he was MI6.
Albanian. You
know? We're playing a lot of wiffle ball in the backyard.
This
summer we're playing a lot.
Nothing's better than wiffle
ball. My buddy Ray married an Albanian girl.
Really?
Yeah, good looking chick.
I've never met an Albanian.
Very lovely, yeah.
Like
Carm, what is Blue Chew? I talked to the Blue Chew guys. They're very happy with the Crosstalk Unhinged so far. They love What Are You Hard For?
Yes. Ooh,
they love that.
Well, I will tell you to get your Blue Chew, guys. I mean, summer is here. It's time to start laying pipe.
Time is right. That's right.
Let us, I don't know why summer's the time to lay pipe, Tommy, but it is.
I like pipe laying in the winter, kid, because, man, it's cold.
Start laying that
pipe.
I'm
warming you up, getting a nice lather worked up.
And if you want to be sure that you're going to be ready to perform, you need to go with Blue Chew, guys. No shame in it whatsoever. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Unhinged. You'll receive a month's supply for free. The first month's supply for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for the shipping and handling. We've been telling you about it for years. Yurko swears by it. Ozzy swears by it. So get some Blue Chew, all right? You need the Blue Chew. Get the Blue Chew, BlueChew.com. And again, use the promo code
singles on hitting homers.
On hand.
Exactly. Yeah. That may have been the best commercial of all time on this on this stage.
I'm one of the top five for sure.
We recorded 5 minutes straight. I go, guys, cut it up and use something.
Ozzy, I no longer hit singles.
Make it sound good. We did about 3 raps. We did about 3 opens and a bunch of different meat in the middle, and we found something.
You did. It was magic.
They were talking on the post-game show yesterday on NBC Sports Chicago, and Ozzy was setting it up like he was going to go after the fans in the post-game show, think something over Josh Harrison. And I had the phone ready, about to add it to my email about, hey, pull this Ozzy, you know, because thinking that it's going to be good. He went for a minute. I didn't understand one fucking thing he was trying to say.
Who was he mad at?
A lot of times he has great points, but this point about the fans and Josh Harrison, I don't know what the fuck he was going
for. Josh Harrison's hitting .212.
He's been awful.
I mean, like last night he had 2 brilliant defensive plays and a home run, but like
he was talking about Sox Twitter, and I thought he was going to rip Sox Twitter, but then he wasn't ripping Sox Twitter, and then Chuck was sort of ripping the people who was ripping Josh Harrison, and then Ozzy came back, though, and said, well, he deserves to be ripped, kind of like Waddle said. Yeah. And in the end, it wasn't worth bringing
back. So you're like, I got confused, basically. I am hard for vacation next week. I got staycation. I'm looking forward to it. I'm playing golf.
I'm on vacation again on Saturday. I'm going to South Carolina.
This fucking guy over here. I'm
wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I'm not allowed to take
you
vacation.
Use what you
this
get.
I'm just
even if it's four.
This is Sylvie's wheelhouse.
You know I'm kidding. I'm going to fish. I'm going to golf. I can't wait. Staycation time. We'll do some fun stuff. And that's what I'm hard for.
Before the contract's up, he's got to use all the time.
There you go.
What's contract?
Are you breaking some new way? What's going on here?
Isn't it? I thought your contract was middle of the year.
Oh, you're talking to
Tommy? Mine's up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not no Tommy.
Aaron, personal business over here.
That's a personal business. It's an observation. What the fuck are you talking about?
Feeder and Greenberg are going to fucking start. They're
going to
start quoting Crosstalk and Hinge now.
I don't think either one of them is listening to this.
At the end of the podcast where they were diagramming different porn scenes and discussing Yurko whether or not he likes a good happy ending for his massage, Waddle disclosed that he's not working on a contract.
Can you imagine Feeder listening to this podcast?
No, I can't. I don't think there's
any circumstance.
No, I can picture it. He may not like it, but I can picture it.
He's got it.
Do you know how many podcasts are out there, guys? 1.9997 million.
Yeah, but there
are
a lot of them
aren't good. As this one has been the last few times?
I think they can be.
Sure.
Yeah, I think they can.
A lot of them aren't good. There are some very good ones. I mean, pardon my take, is the
excellent.
King. I think that's the king of the pod.
Well Rogan.
Joe Rogan's pretty good.
Rogan's is good. Part of my take is good. There's a lot of good
Jason
ones.
Bateman does one with two other comedians.
Yeah, that one's not bad. I went to a live taping of that one.
Saw that one.
You know who's good?
Spittin' Chicklets
is pretty good. When they do rewatchables on Bill Simmons' podcast network, the rewatchables is fan-fucking-tastic. If you're a movie fan, it's fantastic.
Yeah, what happened to his HBO show?
Simmons?
Remember,
that was short-lived. Well, he's at The Ringer now. I mean, and he sold The Ringer. He sold the podcast. You know what he sold the podcast
now? A lot of money.
I think like $400 million or something.
I think the first 12 podcasts had a chance to be successful.
He's been a part of some of their documentaries, though,
I
believe.
He still does, like partner with HBO. Yeah,
isn't he the one that started the 30 for 30s?
Yes. Yes,
really?
With Martin and Mark Shapiro.
Was that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
He's done very well, And who else is good? Adam Carolla's podcast.
Yeah, he's good.
He's funny.
Go
ahead, sorry.
I'm hard for what the Bulls have in store for us.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
a good
super
one.
Hard. I may, at the end of the day, walk away with blue balls, but I don't, like, Pax and Gar used to leave me with blue balls. I used to get all hot and heavy, and then at the end of the day, they were telling me about their assets and nothing would happen. I think AK sort of has worked opposite of that, where whether you're prepared for a big move or not, he has usually delivered you with a big move. So I think this week the Bulls are going to give us something, whether it's Gobert or something we're not expecting.
They trade the pick.
I'm with you. I agree that they are. They have
Vooch
a propensity to move things around.
Can they trade their pick?
Yes, they can.
I just hope
they don't have one next year.
We don't look back in a couple of years and say, "Hey, don't ever confuse activity with accomplishment."
Well, they've already
moved all the pieces around, but at the end of the day, it's got to deliver.
They made the playoffs this year.
That's an improvement.
That's
for
better
sure.
than being the crap that they've been for an extended period of time. I'm hard for Fitzpatrick and what he did in the U.S. Open.
It was pretty great.
I thought it was a tremendous exhibition of golf. I like
How
golf. That's what
he?
I like to do. He's 26.
Yeah, I was going
to
say 26.
I think my daughter
like
went to school with him at Northwestern, knew him a little bit.
Was he not there long, though?
He was there 1 year, and then he went on to go play professional golf.
Yeah.
If I can continue to be hard.
Yeah, you be hard.
I'm even harder for the fact that my man Brooks Koepka has decided to play on the LIV Tour.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. You read that, obviously, this morning.
What did they give him?
Yes. Not enough is the answer to that. And I wish all golfers success. Let me tell you the byproduct of this, guys. The byproduct of this LIV Tour is more guys get a chance to play in these tournaments.
Absolutely.
Okay, when you got 30, 40 guys not there playing, you got 30, 40 more golfers with an opportunity to make the PGA Tour.
Creates more opportunities.
Both of these can live together. They can live together. They can survive together. They don't have to necessarily cannibalize each other. They can both survive on their own as two separate entities.
The reason why it can survive is because there's an unlimited amount of resources backing the other tour. It's like the reason why the USFL will never threaten the NFL. Because there aren't enough resources. I don't know if you watched any of those games. Yeah. There was barely 100 people in
the
stadium.
They can't take it
there's
the distance.
There's no way. Yeah, there's no way that they have the financial reason. No. Nobody's going to back that.
No.
Here, just a little teaser for next week, just so we all understand. The World Cup's going to be played in Qatar in November and December.
Yeah.
They came out and announced today only married couples can have sex in Qatar.
I heard that today.
And there will be no alcohol.
Good luck to you. Have fun.
Okay, no alcohol.
You know that'll be violated. Let's talk about that on our show today.
Yeah,
we got to go. Tommy, what are you hard for?
I'm hard for the White Sox offense. I think since June 1st, they're averaging like almost 6 runs per game.
Finally.
Is it real? Not sure, but the offense has been better.
Good show, boys. Good stuff. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?